Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us today is Michelle Mosier, Minnesota Cattlewomen president. Really cool series that you guys have already had a part of it, but got Minnesota Cattlewomen 360 series. Tell us what that is and what the goal is with that series, that program.
Good morning, Whitney. Yeah, the Cattlewomen 360 series is brand new this year, and the goal is to place the Cattlewomen right at the hub of the wheel and just pivot around on every topic in the beef industry, and take each day or each event and just focus in on one topic rather than, you know, when we go to seminars and different things or workshops, we hear, you know, 5 to 10 different topics and breakout sessions, and you come home with these little snippets. And so we really just want to zero in on one topic, develop it fully so that we're equipped to actually put that knowledge into practice. So our first Cattlewomen 360 event kicked off on March 25th or 24th down in Faribault, Minnesota, and we worked on farm business management, and that was great. I'm not a numbers person. My husband does all of that, and so maybe, you know, a lot of women are in the same shoes as me, and so we sat down, we looked at balance sheets, and we looked at numbers and the ins and outs and how we can make our operation, no matter how small or large, successful. But I do have to tell you that one of the cool things, Mark Way was our instructor that day, and he was so excited to share some research with all of us. And the research showed that women and cattle ranchers, or even just farmers and women in agriculture, possess an amazing skill set that makes them successful. And so being comfortable with change and uncertainty and being innovators and all of that kind of stuff. So on top of just learning numbers and, you know, ins and outs of money, we learned a little bit about ourselves, and it was encouraging.
And coming up here in June now, you've got mineral nutrition, small nutrients that fuel cattle health. That's coming up June 10th. Tell us a little bit about that event that'll actually be taking place in Ten Strike.
Right here on our farm. So we're busy, got my flowers planted, the garden's getting in today. Not that that's important, but, you know, whenever you host anybody, you kind of want to have your stuff done. But on the mineral nutrition, boy, Chanda Engel and Dwight, I'm going to forget his last name, and another gal, you can look at it on our Facebook page. We've got our speaker bios up. This team of three from ZenPro are coming and spending a day all on minerals, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. here on our farm. And what is incredible about minerals is that, you know, we focus so much on feed and nutrition as far as, you know, our protein and our dry matter and all that kind of stuff. But our minerals are the building blocks. So if our animals don't have zinc, their cells, you know, don't repair themselves and increase cell growth. And if we're low on selenium, that we can weaken the corneas of their eyes and put them at risk for pink eye. So no matter how much you vaccinate, if your mineral program isn't working, and then also your calves, and if those cows have enough copper. And so I am absolutely excited about this one because it's so relevant to all of us, no matter if you're a cow-calf producer, a backgrounder, or a feeder, and all of us need to incorporate those minerals into our animal's diet for success. So that's going to be a great day. 10 to 3, we have 10 spots left open. It caps out at 30, so it's a really more of an intimate day. All of our events actually are limited to 30 women, and it just promotes a lot of learning, and we actually get time to interact with those professionals that come to teach us.
And looking ahead, you do have a couple more later on, too. So the September event will be Disease, the One Chain You Need to Break. Tell us a little bit about what you plan to focus on there.
Yeah, this is fun. So September 30th, we are in Aiken, Minnesota, and Neogen is going to be our teachers that day. We've got another team of three coming up, and we're really looking at just our safety. And, you know, when I say animal handling, I'm not talking about moving the animals. It would be, you know, our needles and what we're doing with our needles and injection sites and different things. And then the biosecurity is a risk, you know, when we're bringing new animals into our farm from open herds or closed herds, just different things like that. One of the things that I learned is that, you know, there is a bloodborne disease that is transferred by flies that actually is endemic in southern states and not endemic here in the northern states. And when we had the drought, you know, a lot of people were shipping their cattle down south where there was feed, and then we're bringing this disease. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of it. But if you come to the event on September 30th, you will learn about it. Anyway, it's coming back in our area, and it's transferred blood to blood. And so even like the face flies and the ticks and just different things like that that we can't really control, but our needles. And so, you know, sometimes we use a needle every 5 animals until it dulls down, and that is actually transferring disease. And so we really need to know a lot more about just security and just the wise, just wisdom in how to use things so it's in a profitable way, but then also just a responsible way in caring for our animals.
And the grazing cattle's positive impact on the land and how to share it, that'll be another one coming up here this fall in November.
Yeah, that one, November 4th. Boy, I tell you, that's a deer opener. So I don't know if that makes many women groan or not. A lot of us farmers are not, you know, all set out for hunting deer, but some of us do, and because the work on the farm never really ends. And but this one is going to be a great day over at Clear Springs Cattle Company, Morris, Minnesota. We're actually going to one of the amazing things that has happened on that farm. I met Brady Wolf, and he was sharing about their they got grazing rights to state park land, and they intensively graze a certain area for just 1 month. And the impact that it's had is that when they, the park attendants or workers, you know, forestry workers went in to collect wildflower seeds, they went from just collecting a 50-pound bag to now 1,000-pound totes of wildflower seeds just because of the cattle on the land. So we are going to not only hear from the Wolf family on that experience and tour their farm, see their cattle, and see how they do that, but then we're also going to hear from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. We're going to hear from, you know, the people, different departments that are responsible for public grazing, so that we can find out how we can tap in. Maybe you live in an area that there's, you know, land that are open for grazing. How do you go about finding that out? How do you approach people, you know, in different departments and organizations? So that's going to be a really great day. Yeah.
And from what I'm seeing on the schedule, kind of wrapping things up with the annual convention for Minnesota cattlemen and women.
Yeah. So the convention, the State Cattlemen's Association hosts the convention on Friday and Saturday, and then we can fully participate. In the past, we've kind of had to compete, like, when are we going to put a meeting here, and when are we going to put a meeting here? Well, the convention is so well done, and the speakers are there, that we want to partake in everything through the Cattlemen's Association convention. And so we put our annual meeting after that on Saturday afternoon from 12 to 4 p.m. And so we'll have a lunch, we'll have a speaker, we'll do our typical meeting, and that one is free of charge. That one's always on us. That's kind of a year-end celebration. So all these Cattlewomen 360 events, we've set the rate $50 for members, $60 for non-members. And that annual meeting, though, is free of charge, and we just hope everybody can come and get our, you know, the new leadership for the year and just a new vision for 2024, which is unreal to think of that it's just right around the corner, and and get ready to kick off a new year and a new set of events.
All right. Well, anything else in Minnesota Cattlewomen business that we should be aware of that you guys are working on and concentrating on right now?
I think one one of our great accomplishments that we did complete, but I think it always works, is always in the works, I guess, is our website. mncattlewomen.org is completely new, revamped, really user-friendly, great communication, and I just want to encourage everybody to go check that out. One, sign up for membership. It's $25. What that $25 gets you is a quarterly newsletter, the discount at events, obviously, you know, voting privileges at our December meeting every year, the annual meeting. But it hooks you and connects you in to a community of women who understand what life is like raising cattle. And it is just a joy to gather together and learn, but then also laugh and share stories and just do life. So we only get together, you know, four times a year, and because we know we're really busy, and but it just really builds in a lot of community. So I just encourage you to check out that website, enjoy the photos on there, get connected, register for events, join for a membership, and be part of us.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the information and the update. Again, Michelle Mosier joining us on the Red River Farm Network.